it. It's time I made it to the top. Give me a break, I'm looking forward. Get behind me, pull out every stop. I want a happy ending. I'm tired of pretending. Won't let them get the best of me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Give me a break.
Oh, don't you, honey. Don't be nervous. Mama's gonna feed you.
Yeah.
Let's see. It says, extra crispy powdered bugs with a side of flies. Well, all right. Eat and get strong. Wait a minute. Hello? What? I win? Just for saying hello? Child, what I win? No, dear, I do not need 2 free dance lessons. You happen to be talking to a very hip black woman. Oh, that's okay. Why don't you try one of those white ladies in Beverly Hills? Uh-huh. Yeah. Child, you sound like a color girl, too. Wait a minute. Oh, don't you wait. Speak to me. Speak to me, honey. Please. Don't play dead man's float, please, honey. Talk to me. Well, you went fast, but you sure went clean.
Hi, the name's Rita Mengers, and if you give me 3 minutes, I'll make you beautiful for life.
Honey, that's already been taken care of.
A free gift for you on your birthday, courtesy of me and Cleavage Cosmetics.
Just one moment, dear. It is not my birthday.
Oh, yes, it is. We keep records. See? Right here. Today is Margaret Kadisky's birthday.
Oh, no. Not today.
You know, it's funny. You don't look Polish.
Look, I am not Margaret Kadisky. Mrs. Kadisky passed away 6 months ago.
Oh. Then she probably doesn't need any perfume. Tell you what. Best wishes on becoming the new Mrs. Kadisky.
Oh, no, honey. I am not the new Mrs. Kadisky. Chief Kadisky never remarried.
Oh, then I've got just the thing for him. It's called Up for Grabs, and it's me.
I have just the thing for you.
Oh, yeah?
It's called Fresh Air. Try it.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Listen, I don't have time to hassle with you, lady, so get lost. You picked a fine day to croak. It's Margaret's birthday, and the chief is going to need a lot of cheering up. Well, at least you'll have a burial at sea. Eventually.
Leave me alone, lady. I don't want any. Stop spraying me with that junk.
But it's our top product. It smells great, and it removes unsightly ear hair.
Hairy ears? That's disgusting, lady. Come on, beat it.
Hi.
Damn saleswoman. That's it. Tomorrow I'm going to get a dog with rabies.
Welcome home, Chief. I'm so glad to see you.
Why? Is it payday?
No. You're a real fun guy to have around.
What's with this damn pillow?
I fluffed it.
I hate fluffy. What are all those marks on the wall?
Oh, don't worry about them. I'll get them down.
Samantha's been bouncing her ball against that wall again, hasn't she? I told her 1,000 times not to do that.
Chief, if you don't calm down, a little old man is going to come in here and try to get you to drink Sanka.
I swear I'm going to sell this lousy house. We should have got out of here months ago.
It's not the house, Chief. I think you're upset because it's Margaret's birthday.
No, that's not it. It's because of that dumb sales lady, and because this house is full of Walmarts and fluffy pillows, and because I hate flowers. They make the place look like a funeral parlor. I'm sorry, Mel.
I'm sorry, too, Chief.
I just can't deal with Margaret's birthday. I think about those kids. See their beautiful little faces, and I just want to put my arms around them and protect them from all this.
Chief, what are you going to do?
We got to get our minds off Margaret, and she's all over the place. So I'm going to take you and the kids out to eat.
Oh, great.
And we're not going to talk about Margaret.
No.
We're not going to even think about her.
No.
So come on. Where do you want to go?
Oh, honey, I know a terrific French restaurant.
Nah. Margaret loved French food.
Well, how about Japanese?
Nah. Margaret hated Japanese.
Mexican?
I don't remember what Margaret thought about Mexican.
Believe me, she could take it or leave it.
Perfect.
Where you going now?
I gotta shave my ears. Hey, that water's awfully dirty. Why don't you clean that out once in a while?
Chief, it's cleaner than you think.
Restaurant is so tacky. Julie, look at this. Eric Estrada enchiladas. Fernando Valenzuela friolis. Oh, great. Raymond burritos.
Oh, Katie Kaniski. Why could you just give us all a break, okay? Your father is trying to show us a good time, all right?
I don't feel like a good time.
Boy, that's the best men's room I've ever seen. You just press the bull's nose and he blows your hands dry.
Mr. Kaniski, party of cinco, right this way, please.
Cinco, that's Spanish for five, Dad.
Yeah, I know, Chinko. I live in Southern California. Katie, you want to sit over there? Julie, Samantha, Madame.
Thank you.
Please, enjoy your meal here at our casa. Your matador will be with you shortly. And remember, we are world famous for our beef. The owner himself kills it fresh each day.
He's a real matador?
No, he's a rabbi.
Oh, isn't this a fantastic place? Katie? I mean, really, Chief, we couldn't ask for more. Thank you.
Now, I think he wants you to dance. Anything like it.
They loved me.
Buenas noches, buenas noches. I am your toreador, Raul.
Hello, Raul.
Would you like something to drink?
Yeah.
May I suggest the speciality of the house, a margarita.
Oh, is it wet?
Yes.
Drown me in it.
Yeah, me too. Only make sure it's a clean glass, huh? Last time there was salt all over it.
A thousand apologies, senor. It will not happen again.
And give the girl some cokes, huh? And some of that chip dip.
Are you referring to guacamole, senor?
Yeah, that's it. That green glop.
May I just say it's a pleasure serving such an aficionado. Merci.
Daddy, I'm starved. Can we please order the food now?
Sure, why not? Raul? Raul! I would like to order now, huh? Give us five number three combinations.
Wait a minute, Dad. We want to order our own food.
Yeah, right.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I want to ask a question first. Raul, what are albondigas?
Albondigas are meatballs.
Great. I'll have them with a bowl of spaghetti.
We have five number threes, please.
Yeah, but forget the refried beans, huh?
Why?
I don't like stuff they don't get right the first time.
Let me see. That is five combinations, two margaritas, one in a clean glass, all the refried beans, and a bunch of green glass. Right?
Oui. Not.
Hey, Julie, what's that?
Salsa. It's delicious.
Huh? Nell, be careful. That stuff's pretty hot.
Miss Katie, you happen to be talking to a lady who puts hot sauce on her Fruit Loops, honey. I can handle hot food. Okay, Carlo.
Stand back. I'll give you a suntan. This will put a hickey on your heart.
Chief, one burp, and I could burn the hair in your ears.
You know, Dad, this was a great idea.
Oh, it's my pleasure, sweetheart. Well, how about a toast for us, huh? As my Polish ancestors used to say, ole!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mother. Happy birthday to you.
To hand it to you. That was some terrific evening. We really had a great time, didn't we, girls? You know what I've been meaning to tell you? That tie you're wearing, I think it's great. I mean, it's kind of wow, kind of now, cheapy.
Margaret bought it for me.
Oh.
I was thinking of hanging myself with it.
And spoil a terrific evening. How about some ice cream to top the night off? Who's for ice cream? Come on, Katie. I got your favorite flavor. Jamocha almond fudge.
I don't want any.
Oh. Well, Julie, let's look at TV, girl. You know, tonight I hear that on That's Incredible, Orson Welles is going to taste some wine before it's time.
Forget it, Mel.
Samantha, please don't do that, huh?
Why?
Because if you don't stop, darling, you
you're gonna do all your sitting down standing up.
Why'd you make us go to that stupid restaurant?
Because I wanted us to get our minds off things. I wanted to show us a good time.
It was a rotten idea. How are we supposed to have a good time today? It's Mom's birthday and she's dead.
I wish this day were over.
Hey, come on. Look on the bright side. It can't get any worse.
What happened to Gertrude?
Here, go play ball with your sister.
Nell, I want to see Gertrude.
You can't, honey.
Why not?
She's mating.
Nell, she is the only fish in there.
What does she know? She's just a fish.
Let the kids see the fish.
She is gone. Where is Gertrude?
Oh, she just stepped out, honey. I think she had a hot date with a snail.
She's dead, isn't she?
Yes, she's dead.
That's just perfect. Mom's birthday, too.
Are you happy now?
What did I do? I didn't kill the dumb fish.
Well, if you hadn't have bought her, she wouldn't be dead.
Look. The fish is gone. I know it's hard to face facts like that sometimes, but fish die every day. I know, I'm a cop. I mean, you just have to try and take the things that upset you and sweep them under the rug.
You swept Gertrude under the rug.
No. What I mean is you have to just try and forget about the things that bother you sometimes.
Hold it, Chief. Look, we've been trying to do that all day, and obviously it's not working.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe we shouldn't try to forget Margaret. Look, she's all over this place, Chief. Look, Margaret painted this picture. Margaret papered these shelves. In little ways, she's just all around here. Look here. Here's Margaret's gifts. Here's Margaret's looks. Margaret's smell. Margaret's cooking. Chief, she left a lot of love around here. It's a birthday. Why don't we try to do something to remember her?
But it makes me feel too sad.
Oh, Sam, baby, it's nothing wrong with feeling sad. Feel sad if you want to. Everybody can't be happy 24 hours of the day.
Richard Simmons can. I know. Shut up, Julie.
I know what, Chief. You know all those home movies you have? Why don't you get them out?
No. The last thing we need is old movies.
Dad, I want to see Mom again.
I'll get the projector.
I'll get some donuts.
You're not going to show those films in this house.
Oh, come on, Chief, relax. You just might enjoy it.
Yeah, Daddy, stick around.
All right, you can watch them, but without me. And don't come begging me for help to put up that dumb screen.
Well, you know, I don't exactly need you. I can do it all by myself. Huh.
I've got to be a friend.
White people don't make nothing right. Have to show him his boss around here. Sweetheart, I think that'll work better on a flat surface, and this ain't it.
Sorry.
hand of you the diaper. What you did on Dad's shirt.
Sam, you really were a little squirt.
This is embarrassing. There's Mom.
She sure was pretty. She was beautiful.
Look at Daddy's hair.
Yeah, he's got some.
And it's black.
Yeah, you know, it didn't turn gray till after I moved in here.
Look, there's Julie. She's going to slide down the slide.
No, she's not.
Come on, Julie, baby, you can do it. Come on down.
Come on, what are you afraid of?
Maybe she didn't have panties on.
Oh, I'm sorry I tinkled on you, Daddy.
What's going on?
Uh-oh. You sure thought smooching was funny.
Yeah, but now she's on the other side of the bench.
Be quiet, Baldy.
What happened? Is it nighttime?
I forgot to remove the lens cap.
You know, Dad, you never could get that kite to fly.
Daddy!
He stepped in some recycled apple.
It sure isn't easy being a father.
Yes, it is, baby. All you need is a rubber shirt and a poopa stupa.
It's somebody's birthday.
Whose birthday is it? Is it my birthday?
It was your mom's.
Wow. Mom's birthday. I didn't know that was on here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mama. Happy birthday to you.
Wait a minute, I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get our wedding album. I never showed you the pictures we took on our honeymoon.
Hey, great.
Terrific.
Super.
Well, you kids aren't in those pictures. In those days, honeymoons came first, then kids.